Good morning, everybody. How are you today? I am good too. My voice is good. Yeah. And last 2 months, I stayed in Sri Lanka. I'm so happy to be there because I did so many nice work. Another thing, I went to my own temple after 8 years. Okay, I think so many people know my story because my teacher, my own teacher, he is not happy with me long time. Because sometimes, you know, the people are people. They are thinking different way. And I really like to work with young people. I did so many humanitarian projects with young people. Sometimes people are happy, sometimes they are not happy. Sometimes people make the bad story. Bhante Sumana is not good monk. And I work with the alcoholic people. Because, you know, the nice people are in the area. I don't want to hang out with nice people. I want to give the nice advice, nice teaching for the bad people. Because Buddha did like that. With the Buddha always go to the sometimes people are doing wrong things. He went to the that people and give the nice advice. And I work with another group. Sometimes they are, people are thinking, oh, sometimes Bhante Sumana is alcoholic guy. People make the bad stories. And my teacher sometimes believe that thing. Lots of people come to the temple, they are talking, and they make the bad story. My teacher believe that story. And I'm not happy with living my own temple, and I left the another place. And after I came to the America, I'm so sad. Because I really want to hang out with my teacher, own teacher. Because without him, I'm not here today. He gave the nice life for me. And I remember the my childhood, he did the so many nice things. And I always told the Bhante Sujata, I want to, sometime I am not happy with him, but I want to do something for him. Bhante Sujata, I really, really appreciate the Bhante Sujata, I grateful to Bhante Sujata, because he always told me, you have to send love and compassion. Don't tell anybody your teacher is not good. He is your teacher. Bhante Sujata gave the nice advice. And Tyler, you remember I told you, I started in love and compassion. My meditation time, I always focus on my teacher. I think 5-6 months after, my teacher called me. That day I told the Tyler, I am so happy today. My teacher was called me. And this year I went to the Sri Lanka and I went to the temple. Totally changed. And my teacher is so happy and he talked with me. I'm so happy. And end of the ceremony and I ready to come back my home. And I, in the evening, maybe 200 kids came to the temple. It's a very emotional time. Everybody's crying. Okay? Because I stay my temple 12 years. Now I became monk 18 years now. I stayed 12 years. I did so many good things. And some lots of kids, I blessed to them birth. Yeah. And now they are 15 years, 16 years, 18 years old young people. And everybody said, don't go Bhante, you have to stay here and like that. And I was so upset. I am emotional too. And I was thinking, I may stay here, I cannot do lots of work. I came to the here because in Sri Lanka, you know, so many people know they had the lots of monk. Think about Blue Lotus. We need lots of monk. And I came to the here, and that time I was so upset, sad, but I came to the temple. Back. And I was thinking, my teacher was upset. He is not happy with me. At that time, I am going to attack with him. How is my feeling? He always mad and he is believing other stories and everybody is believing Sumani is not good monk. But I want to say, my practice is work. I practice the loving kindness. I send loving and compassionate thoughts to my teacher. It is work. He was changed. Now he is very friendly with me. Always calling and asking, how are you and how is your feeling and like that. See? Sometime, maybe your husband, your wife, or children, parents, brothers, sisters, going to wrong way, thinking different way. Maybe they are misunderstanding. Don't go to the argument. Don't go to the judge. Don't make the stories. Find a very quiet place. Please come to the temple. Practice 5 minutes loving kindness. Send loving and compassionate thoughts 5 minutes. I think it is great. After, now it is not working the very fast. You have to do something. You have to take a time. You can find very nice answer. It's my experience thing. And I think I really want to talk with, I think our Blue Lotus members, 5-6 people in Sri Lanka, Bhante Ceremony. Tyler, Mary, Marty. You want to share something about Sri Lankan tour or Bhante Ceremony? We did the nice ceremony, Bhante's, what they call, Nayak Utsava, I don't know. The
ceremony.
And I think Tyler, Mary, and Marty did the so many nice things. I really like to share in the school project.
Marty, that's your
school. Okay, so we went to school about our seventh day there, and it wasn't too far from the main city of Canyon. We go up and up and up and up and up into a mountain school, and it's completely cool, and it's completely different than anything that we have here that I've seen in 36 years of teaching. But the common denominator, I think, were the kids and the teachers. I mean, they all looked different than us, and they were fascinated with us. They were just kind of staring at us. We were so exotic to them. And the teachers said that we were the first foreigners ever to come to that school. So we came loaded down probably 100 pounds of school supplies. Everybody was so generous giving us, and we schlepped them all there. We divided between the three of us, and we got them through and got them to the school. And because of our post-its and our index cards and our flashcards and our markers and stuff, we had an entire assembly that was given to us. We received awards. We were able to give like little scholarships to some of the high scorers, if you would, in the different grades. We were treated like kings and queens, and it was an incredibly humbling experience because of that. We all had our own classroom. The kids cycled in for about a half hour. Then we had like an English lesson and board games, just kind of had fun with the kids and had them laughing, and they had us laughing. And at the end, the teacher that was with me helping me to interpret, she said, you know, I was real nervous when I found out we were coming. She said, you're the first foreigner I've ever spoken to in my life. And I was just like, wow. And I said, well, am I the first white person you've ever spoken to? She goes, yeah, I was really scared. Your teacher, I'm a teacher, their kids, everywhere their kids, you know, it's all the same thing. And I came back humbled, but also kind of invigorated, thinking, all right, if I ever make it back to Sri Lanka, I don't know if that's in my future, but I do want to do something to help this communication and to give to the kids things that they need. So I'm invigorated with that. And any ideas from anybody here, I'm glad to listen to, and I'll spearhead campaigns or whatever, but I think we made a difference, and I know that they certainly made a difference in my part too. Yeah.
Thank you. And I think so many people give this school supply for us. Yeah. Thank you so much.
It's wonderful.
Everybody's
wonderful.
Happy.
Yeah.
So, Tyler?
Well, I wrote a lot of this, so some of you probably read some of that, but there's a couple of moments that really stand out for me, and one of them is this picture I took, and Marty's going to be horrified I even mentioned it, but we were driving on this road to a temple, and it was kind of early in the morning, and a 100-person overnight commuter bus had hit an elephant in the middle of the road, and it was a horribly gruesome sight. And everybody in the van, Marty still won't even look at the picture. Look, she's got her head ducked now. It was really brutal. And it was maybe one of my top three most favorite moments of the trip. Because I took this picture and I was fascinated by what I saw there. And framed in the picture is this very wide, very Western two-lane road that is unheard of in Sri Lanka, okay? It's a real signal to their progress, this road. The fact that it's even a road and there's not cows and chickens smeared all over it. and then there's this elephant, you know, kind of mangled and laying there. And this bus that is just shredded in the front and in the woods. And then all these people out there. And I took the picture, and that's the scene of this picture. Is us and Bonte and I are looking at the scene. Everybody else in the bus has their heads down, or in our van has their heads down, horrified. And then I can see all this out the window from the picture. And later that day, I took a walk with Bonte, and I showed him the picture, and he goes, "I love that picture." I said, "Me too." And we didn't say why for a few minutes, and then he says, "Well, why do you love that picture?" And I said, because it just shows me so much hope. I saw a road where farmers get their food to the village at 500 times faster, where they're able to feed literally millions more people than were able to be fed before. Moms are able to see their kids and get them to totally different schools. It changes the out picture of the country extraordinarily. I saw an elephant that is, the population has doubled in the last 10 years. So much so that now they have to put in some systems because the people and the elephants are, you know, starting to struggle. And that's actually really a sign of health in the country. And I saw 80 survivors standing on the side of a road. I didn't see 20 dead people, even though there were. I first saw a road for progress, a population of elephants increasing, and 80 survivors. Now, I did see the devastation too. But my first view was of all that goodness. And it was, for me, a real example of why I sit here. It was an external validation of all the time I spend sitting on this cushion practicing, working on right speech and right mind and right thinking. I saw it in action. I didn't consciously try to do that. I wasn't singing Kumbaya or trying to look for the positive. That was my initial view, was all that good that I saw there. And then the opposite of that, we went on this trip and we saw poverty beyond anything I can ever re-describe. You know, I just can't describe it. But there was this one moment where we took a safari ride and we had to drive through this village to get to where we were going. And there, people were bathing in the river, and we had been complaining about the hot water for the three previous nights, and it was very humiliating. And I got home that night, and I went to my hotel room, and I was so upset by the contrast of how I live versus the need and struggle and poverty that I saw, that I started to throw up. I mean, I was physically wrecked. And I came to dinner, but I couldn't eat, because all I could picture was the people serving us. I was trying to... I couldn't stop seeing the homes they were going to live in when they walked home, when they got off of work. And I just couldn't do it. And I was just wrecked. And Bonte came to my room the next morning, and I was really upset. And I said, I'm not coming to breakfast. And he looked at me, and he grabbed my hand, and he said, what the hell are you doing? He was so mad. And I tried to say what was wrong, and he said, you are embellishing in a luxury that those people do not have. Get your ass up and go help them. And he walked out. And I was so grateful because, it is what it is. And we can either, the suffering was mine, it wasn't theirs. I was the one sitting in my room suffering. I could have gotten up and helped feed 1,000 moments like that, but those were two really big ones for me. Mm-hmm. So, Mary.
You had to talk about the book.
Yeah.
that was a pretty big moment. They printed up 2,000 copies of the book that I wrote called My Wish About Bonte's Japa's Life. And they printed it in the language of Sri Lanka, so I couldn't read a word.
Not slept in at least 2 days, yeah. Literally not slept. Yeah. He had zero voice, could not speak. He just worked around the clock. He went to a school for 5 days to teach these kids an English song to sing to us at the ceremony. Yeah, really, really, you did an amazing job for your teacher and for the whole country. This was a big honor to Bonte, but the reason that Bonte allowed the honor to be bestowed upon him is because the eyes of the whole nation were on that event.
Yeah.
And it brought a lot of awareness to a lot of people. It just added so much good to that country. Everywhere we went, there were people just shocked to see us. We were been on the news, and we'd been, you know, Bonte is on every news station and all these TV programs. People were running up to us everywhere in the country saying, you're the famous monk. It was just unbelievable. Really remarkable.
We were joking that we were Bonte's posse the whole time that we were there. But it was funny because we saw quite a few, that's all relative. We saw maybe 300 or 400 tourists. And speaking to them, I spoke to maybe 100, you know, for the couple weeks that we were there. Nobody else was from the United States. We were the only Americans there. So that in and of itself was an amazing thing.
We were so white, we were like glowing.
Yes. People come out of their shops to look at it.
Yeah.
It was nice to go to Woodman's this week and nobody paid anything. You know, I think all of us had the experience that we were so grateful to be there and so honored to be with Bonte Sujatha and with Bonte Sumana and, you know, at that ceremony and at that school and the places we went and find security with Bonte Sujatha. I mean, it was ridiculous. But the whole time, people were grateful to us. So it was this humbling experience of being like, oh yeah, at school, they saw us, like, we traveled 10,000 miles to bring them gifts and teach them English, you know, but I felt so lucky to just be there with them. So that was a moment of, I think that's what it feels like for dreams to come true. Like, you don't understand why someone's grateful to you because you're so grateful to them. So I just wish that for everyone.
Okay.
Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you got to bring a few people with me at least.
Okay. Thank you so much, my noble friends. And everybody did a nice job.